Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Text 32, Canto 3, Chapter 31. Yad yad asadbhi pati punaha. Shishno dara krito jamai. Astito ramate jantus.
Astito ramate jantus.
Tamo vishati purvarat.
Purvavat.
Yad asad vipati punaha.
Shishno dara krito dhyamai.
Astito ramate jantus.
Tamo vishati purvavat.
If asad bihi with the unrighteous, pati on the path, punaha again, shishna
for the genitals,
udara for the stomach, krita done, udhyamai whose endeavors? Atishtaha, associating. Ramate, enjoys. Jantuho, the living entity. Tamaha,
darkness.
Vishati, enters.
Purva
vat, as before. Translation. If therefore the living entity again associates with the path of unrighteousness influenced by sensually minded people, engage in the pursuit of sexual enjoyment and the gratification of the palate, he again goes to hell as before. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It has been explained that the conditioned soul is put into the under tamishra and tamishra hellish conditions, and after suffering there he gets a hellish body like the dogs or hogs. After several such births he again comes to the form of a human being. How the human being is born is also described by Kapila Dev. The human being develops in the mother's abdomen and suffers there and comes out again after all these sufferings. If he gets another chance in a human body and wastes his valuable time in association of persons who are concerned with sexual life and palatable dishes, then naturally he glides down again to the same under tamishra and tamishra hells. Paragraph. Generally, people are concerned with the satisfaction of the tongue and satisfaction of the genitals, that is material life. Material life means eat, drink, be merry, and enjoy, and with no concern for understanding one's spiritual identity in the process of spiritual advancement. Since materialistic people are concerned with the tongue, belly, and genitals, if anyone wants to advance in spiritual life, he must be very careful about associating with such people. To associate with such materialistic men is to commit purposeful suicide in the human form of life. It is said, therefore, that an intelligent man should give up such undesirable association and should always mix with saintly persons. When he is in association with saintly persons, all his doubts about spiritual expansion of life are eradicated. Spiritual expansion of life. and he makes tangible progress on the path of spiritual understanding. It is also sometimes found that people are very much addicted to a particular type of religious faith. Hindus, Muslims, and Christians are faithful in their particular type of religion, and they go to church, temple, or mosque. But unfortunately, they cannot give up the association of persons who are too much addicted to sex life and satisfaction of the palate. Here it is clearly said that one may officially be a very religious man, but if he associates with such persons, then he is sure to glide down to the darkest region of hell. End of purport. Yadya sadbhi pati punaha shishno dara krito dhyamai astatoramate jantus tomo vishati purvavat. If therefore the living entity again associates with the path of unrighteousness influenced by sensually minded persons, engaged in the pursuit of sexual enjoyment and the gratification of the palate, he again goes to hell as before. So Kapila Davis summarizing, there's a number of more verses in the chapter, 48 verses total in the chapter, but it's now summarizing, stepping back from this description, what's the message? Besides, it's not the pretty picture that one thinks of conception and birth and babyhood and the rest, aside from demystifying that notion, in the adult stage of life, one should consider very carefully the purpose of this human body and be very careful in selecting the proper association. That's the main message here. Astata. This word, astata, is associating. And ramate means to enjoy. And jantus is the living entity. So the living entity that finds happiness in the association of these things in the top, then tamo vishati purvavat, one goes again down. So the first paragraph, Prabhupada has summarized the explanation of Kapila Dev. For the living entity that's in the cycle of birth and death, one may evolve to the human form, and he gives a description of birth or gestation or impregnation, then gestation, then birth, and the human form of life. And if one gets this human form of life, having previously been in the lower forms of life, and continues the same pattern as the previous pattern, we don't break the pattern of pursuing sex enjoyment and palatable dishes, the tongue and the genital program of materialistic experience, same as what other forms of life are doing, then one goes down. So there's something that's explained very, very, just stated, not explained, very briefly in the purport. Here's the sequence. If you're destined in your next life, because of living like an animal, to get an animal's body, there's a little interval of experience in between. And that little interval of experiences, as discussed in the end of the fifth canto, there's hellish sufferings depending upon, so when gets one's, what one is due, what one's, according to karma, one gets one's suffering, not just in the next form of life becoming an animal. There's this popular movie that was created. If you don't see the first part, you don't get the whole message. But the first part is, there's a family, they're enjoying together, they're sitting around the table, and then they go and get in their car, and you hear the car doors close, and it's at nighttime, and they're driving along, and then there's this big truck that's heading right at the car. It's just the man, the father or husband. And so he veers out of the way to get away from getting crushed by the truck, and he goes off a cliff, and you hear, you know, screeching sounds and crashing sounds, and the lights go out. It means he died. And then there's, you know, nice dreamy music, and then there's a little puppy, and you see a big mother dog and a little puppy, and she's licking little puppy. That Mr. whoever he was became a dog. And then there's the whole story of the dog's experience of, you know, walking around like a dog and a little puppy, and then he grows up and people treat him different ways, and the dog's life. So the picture here is there's something that happens in between. And there's something that happens in between is the soul that's been sinful or pursued a life that earns them, their merit is to get a dog's body, then there's some experience in a hellish region. And there's something about time. Not only Einstein said it, but the Vedas say it, that time is relative. So the experience of time in the heavenly planets is different than the experience of time in the earthly planets, which is different than the experience of time in the hellish planets. So what happens here, just like Brahma's one moment and a whole year passed on earth, stealing of the calves and the cowherd boys, so one moment here is a whole lifetime in the hellish planets. A whole lifetime of hellish experience, or some duration that seems like a lifetime. Although on our plane, it's just a moment or a short period of time. And then the suffering is so severe, Prabhupada describes, that one pleads with God, get me out of here, I'll take any existence. Pig's body, yes, yes, get me out of here. Dog's body, yes, yes. Spider body, yes, let me out of here. Boom. I'll just read it again, what Prabhupada writes. It has been explained that the conditioned soul is put into the Andha Tamishra and Tamishra hellish conditions, and after suffering there, he gets a hellish body like a dog's or a hog's. And then, by nature's arrangement, there's evolution of consciousness from that dog's, hog's, or whatever the form of body, and gradually coming again, evolution of consciousness and corresponding a particular body, and again to the human form of life. So he says, after several such births, he again comes into the form of a human being. Again, another chance. A human being develops in the mother's abdomen and suffers there and comes out again. That's what's been described in this chapter by Kapila Dev. After all these sufferings, if he gets another chance at a human body and wastes his valuable time in association of persons who are concerned with sexual life and palatable dishes, then naturally he glides down to the same, anta tamishra and tamishra, hells. So the message here that Prabhupada is emphasizing is the choices we make in this life, although we may not remember what that previous life is, by scripture we can understand what that previous life was. And even just taking birth again in another human body, that this system isn't attractive. And what to speak if we misuse this human form of life and think, great, great machine, let me go, go, go. Party time. Eat, drink, and be merry. For tomorrow you may die. So enjoy, because life is short. Life is short. Let's dance. It's another Western expression. So one who lives their life that way, the indication of this particular verse, by that association, astato, so even supposing I'm in this neutral space or a good person space, that's what he's speaking of in the purport. A good Christian, Muslim, Hindu, having faith in God and their rituals and their practice and in unwholesome association, associates with people that have this attraction. Just as we know from Rupa Goswami's teaching, Udhara is the stomach. It's the first word in the second line. The genitals and the stomach. Krita is to do. And Udyamai, making endeavors for. So, if that's the association, astata, that one affiliates oneself with, then there's a consequence. He sometimes uses the word gliding down, but it doesn't sound like gliding, it sounds like crashing down into, again, the hellish condition and again, some lower form of life following that. So the appeal is, he uses the word in the purport, one should use with intelligence. And that's message, the same message as the previous verse. Abhuti and buddhi. Unintelligent and intelligent. So this model of intelligent is learn how to do sense gratification nicely, maybe even in a sophisticated and polished way, and that's intelligent. Develop technology, develop facilities, living accommodations, transportation, communication, gross national product, economy. Do it in a really sophisticated way. But do that. And if that's the target, it doesn't mean, okay, that's advancement of civilization. It means it's a further distraction from what the purpose of life is. And that's we should be aware, that's the atmosphere in which we live. And just go back in time, and it may have been done in a more simple way, and now it's done in a more sophisticated way. But the principle is the same. It's from the perspective of the Vedic message, it's polished animal life. Prabhupada describes this situation, at least in India. They have a system for first-class prisoners. And they give them, he says, a bungalow. They give them their daily newspaper. They give them their daily tea. It's practically the same thing as outside, but they're, you know, it's first-class prisoner. But they're not free to move about society and do what they want to do. So whether one is a first-class prisoner or the tenth-class prisoner, if you're a prisoner, you're a prisoner. So one may have the facilities of nice palatable dishes and nice sexual enjoyment, however one considers that to be nice. Even in a, do it in a religious way, give it, you know, call it kosher or something, or something, or something. Hari Vilas, I was visiting in Seattle. I was pretty amazed at what it was an initiation ceremony, and he was conducting the yajna. So because he's such a senior Vaishnava, I asked him to speak something also. And he started going right down this path of going to some Hindu temple where they were serving things, and they offered him something. And they said it was prasad. And he looked at what was on the plate and he said, how can you call this prasad? And well, you know, he didn't say what was on the plate, but it was obviously not something that could be offered to the Lord. He said, oh, it's cooked in our kitchen. It's a Hindu temple. And right in, this is at an initiation ceremony. He blasted. He said, I told this person, you're a nonsense. It's people like you that are dragging civilization to hell because you're supposed to be the ones that are uplifting people, and you're saying this is prasad. Da 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 da. You know, that's Hari Vilas. He's got a bazooka in his back pocket. And right in front of an audience, you know, it was on a Saturday night, you know, crowded temple in Seattle, and, you know, he I don't know what he had for breakfast, but. Chilies. Bowl full of chilies. So Prabhupada is in a gentler, milder manner speaking the same thing, saying that persons, we can honor and respect persons for being very religious, but if they don't have the discrimination themselves, or if they associate with those that don't have the discrimination, their destination isn't a good one. So, few things. Who we associate with intimately, that's really important. There's a nice discussion by Bhaktivinoda Thakur on the Asat Sangha Tyag. No, it's from the six and the six. The six, huh? Sangha Tyagat Sato Vrte. Sangha Tyagat Sato Vrte. From Nectar of Instruction. And he discusses, Sangha means association, Tyaga. If you want to progress nicely in spiritual life, it's one item that's in both of them. You give up unwholesome association. To advance, you take wholesome association. So for those who are householders and have jobs and working, he discusses, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a householder, he knows the program of how to avoid unwholesome association when you're in the workplace. And he describes, very simple, clear language, to be polite is not taking unwholesome association. Oh, good day, how are you today? Oh, you're feeling fine, that's good, how are your children? And, you know, those kinds of cordialities, that's not a violation but of this principle. But when one goes more deeply into confidential exchanges with those people, that's unwholesome. One becomes, unfortunately, affected. And in the Ajamila story, In relation to the Ajamila story, Prabhupada explains that in any case where there's a fall down from spiritual life, you can guarantee that there's somewhere there's unwholesome association, because sangat sanjayate kama, we develop the qualities, we accumulate the qualities of those with whom we associate. So in the contaminated atmosphere of Kali Yuga, what do you do? You be cordial. You just don't have confidential relationships with such people. And rather, the confidential relationships, you seek out the association, close association of persons who are not on this platform, even, you know, not just religious, but not on the platform of that the happiness of life is these things. There's a devotee somewhere, a young devotee, that's entered into a Catholic college. Something that even Prabhupada described. He attended the university, Scottish Churches College. And described, he had, you know, it was a mandatory half-hour Bible study session. So Prabhupada learned some things about the Bible from Professor Akbar, or whatever his name was. He gives his name. Not Akbar, no, not, excuse me. Gives his name.
Berkeley?
Something. I don't remember. So this young devotee is attending a Bible study class at this Catholic, you know, this is current, this past semester. And the teacher or professor is he's a good man and a religious man. He's not a fanatical, you know, you go to hell if you don't do it the way I do it kind of person. But he has strong faith. And so, you know, they like his approach and his personality, but because they're trained in Krishna consciousness, they were a little confused when he was speaking about heaven. And he, you know, he on the one hand, he's teaching you should love God. That's, you know, that's the Christian teaching of God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength. That's nice. And then the other part that he speaks about is when you go to be in heaven, your family will be there and Fido will be there and, you know, the television will be there. You know, it's just everything is nice without any of the not nice stuff on this plane. And this young devotee said, it sounds like material enjoyment. And he's speaking about service to God, but it sounds like material enjoyment is the program. Because it doesn't mean when you're serving God there isn't nice relationships with other people, but you know, to carry the notion of sense gratification with you into the realm of service, that's not what service is. Somehow it didn't seem right to this young devotee. I was appreciating, and I'm sharing that same appreciation, as Prabhupada is expressing here. Let me read it again. It's delicately presented. He goes one side is sadhu sangha, and then the other side. So when there is sadhu sangha, one should always mix with saintly persons. When he is in association with saintly persons, all his doubts about spiritual expansion of life are eradicated, and he makes tangible progress on the path of spiritual understanding. He goes the other direction. It is also sometimes found that people are very much addicted to a particular type of religious faith. Hindu, Muslims, and Christians are faithful in their particular type of religion, and they go to the church, temple, and mosque. But unfortunately, they cannot give up the association of persons who are too much addicted to sex life and satisfaction of the palate. Here it is clearly said that one may officially be a very religious man, but if he associates with such persons, then he is sure to glide down to the darkest region of hell, or crash. So, the association, the discriminating how we associate with different categories of persons, at least for the Madhyama, we're being trained as in the is this intermediate stage, beginning, intermediate, advanced. So Madhyama Adhikari were enjoined to make distinctions. God, we worship God. Devotees, we make friendship with devotees. Persons who are innocent, we extend kindness and compassion and help to those who are innocent. And those that are obstinately atheistic, we carefully avoid their association. Or we carefully avoid the association of worldly-minded persons. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discusses this Bhagavad principle, Kapila Deva's teaching, in a similar way. What's the when asked what's the outstanding quality of a devotee, how can one progress in devotional life? He uses that phrase, asat sanga tyag, a Vaishnav achar. Achar means behavior. Vaishnav achar. We translate that commonly as Vaishnav etiquette. So we have courses in Vaishnav etiquette. Vaishnav achar. Vaishnav etiquette. How to behave nicely. And according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, this is the foundation point. The resting point of all other Vaishnavachar is Vaishnava etiquette is we avoid unwholesome association. With that prohibition comes an injunction. You seek wholesome association. You seek saintly association. And then if you say that, then it's the other. You avoid unwholesome association. And if one is negligent in this principle, the verse is saying specifically, it's not a pretty picture. The Anhatamishra and Tamishra hells, following that some other lower species of life, and then the gradual evolution, getting another chance, come back up for a breath of water, and do you want to go back down again? Not a good idea. Not a good idea. So be very discriminating, my dear devotees, about who you choose to intimately associate with, and do not let the mind become attracted to what the other kids are doing. Or the other big kids are doing, or you know, the other adults are doing. They're maybe I'm missing out on something. That sense of why to not go there just to experiment. I wonder what that's like. If the curiosity that killed the cat or some cliche like that. I wonder what that is. And there's consequences for that misuse of free will. Even it may be just a so-called curiosity item. Here, on principle from the Bhagavatam, and there's protection. And who can say how long, how many cycles of birth and death, and how many ups and downs on the Ferris wheel have we gone? So, at some point, whether it's this lifetime or some lifetime, going back to Godhead is and getting out of that cycle is dependent upon hearing the message. Because we don't remember. Maybe some of you remember other life forms, other species of life. That's rare. Bharat Maharaj remembered, but that was unique. And so, but we from scripture we can understand we've been through that sufficiently. And now the proper use of this human form of life is hearing and serving according to that message that we hear. We want friendship. We want love. No problem. Connect it properly with a spiritual conception and that which is going to be elevating, not this other message. Okay, so any discussion? What did you talk before?
That gliding down to hell expression, Prabhupada uses it
commonly.
Very commonly. And I've thought about it in terms. gradual degradation of one's consciousness in bad association. In other words, it doesn't necessarily happen immediately.
Okay.
It can happen in stages. And that's one of the things that is most insidious about materialistic association for a devotee.
Yes.
It's like when you, as you grow older, you don't really notice how you're growing old, but you're growing old. And then, you know, and then 15, 20 years go by, and then you compare your appearance with how you looked 20 years ago. Things have changed. And so I consider it in the same way, kind of, with materialistic association. You don't notice the effects necessarily so immediately, nor do you appear to change yourself in terms of your consciousness so much immediately, but bit by bit the consciousness changes. That to me is one understanding of the divide.
Good point. It's that reminds me of this in moderation message. In moderation. You know, sense gratification in moderation. I've shared this before, but a priest, when we moved from one place to another place, he came and he, would you like some water or like some coffee or would you like some wine? And he said, wine. And my elder sisters said, is it okay for a priest to drink wine? And his reply was, in moderation. I was just 4 or 5 years old, and I thought, this is ridiculous. In moderation. And my thoughts went to, and you can justify anything in moderation. You know, associating with another man's wife in moderation. In moderation. And sure enough, that's what he did. They had to run him out of town. Some 10, 12 years later, just, you know, he was in moderation. There was only three or four ladies, but... in moderation. So, gradual. But he was, you know, I'm sure, nice man. But that you leave the door open and gliding. Yes.
You're talking about this is regarding about the, you know, the kids when they like how to tell them to control their curiosity. You know, they go to school and they meet other people also. So they come out, like as adults, like we understand all the instructions and they just like, you know, when, for the kids how to advise for them to, they listen but they know all of what we do, but how to control the curiosity, like a couple other things. Okay.
Well, three things. Good example, that's the first thing. Kids will say, because I heard it from kids, my parents want me to be Prahlad Maharaj, and they, you know, but they're behaving like Hiranyakashipu. Kids are, you know, sharp. And it's not exactly Hiranyakashipu. It's not exactly expecting Prahlad, but, you know, the principle. So set the right example. And let the exchanges, second is, let the exchanges in the home be fun. You know, spiritual fun, but fun, you know, lively and lovely and rich and warm and so satisfying. And then the third is, when instruction comes, let it come from that place so that it's coming from a place of loving affection. And so when it's coming from a place of loving affection, it's not with a stick, it's with clear explanation. Often, why? Why is it just like we're doing? let's go down. Just here's an example. Sometimes one of the procedures that bhakta leaders do when somebody wants to leave, a bhakta has joined the temple, he wants to leave. So the bhakta leader says, okay, let's just go through the scenario of you leaving. Where are you going to go? And then what's going to happen? 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 And really, you want that? You left that to come here. Now your mind is troubled. Okay. Well, let's talk about what's inside, why your mind is troubled, rather than the solution is... So where does that path lead you? Where is the path of whatever it is that you're concerned about? Where does it lead? And like Panchatattva Prabhu just described, I was describing recently to some young devotees, in the beginning it may just be innocent. There's no bad intention doing something. Maybe it's just fun, or it's just curiosity, or it's just whatever. It's innocent. And then what happens? Something happens. Something you didn't expect happens. Or somebody else starts to get another idea about what your intentions are, and it's suddenly, whoa. Because it's just... That's what happens. So you just, where does it go? And is that really what you want? Well, no, it's not what I want. I want, you know, the innocent. Well, innocent can lead to that. So where do you draw the line? What do you think? And you have to, so through reasoning, looking at, you know, reality, the options of this and that. That's better to err on the side of caution. Let's stay over here in the safe side. One of the ways, on that note, one of the ways that Prabhupada spoke to his Western devotees, this is a morning walk in Mayapur, said, you Western devotees, you flirt with Maya. And it's like going on a branch of a tree. You see how far you can go before the limb starts to crack. And when the limb starts to crack, you run back to the trunk of the tree. But it may be too late. And that tendency, innocent, flirting with Maya. Oh, I didn't want that result. It was just innocent. But it happens. Therefore, his message was, His advice: stay close to the standard practices. Then you have the safety. There's protection. Like, so in different ways you can explain Ram Rekha. Stay inside this parameter, and you go outside, and anything can happen. Because this is the position of protection, and there is the position of not protection, and you may think, oh, it's innocent, it's harmless, I don't have any bad intention. So here's the parameter. And it's specifically for this reason, I'll just be explicit about it, this strong message I've given to the youth in our congregation about boy-girl things. It's not, you know, at this stage, but it's at, you know, the innocent stage, and let it, you know, there's the line. Don't do that. And some persons feel, oh, it's just natural, they're innocent, they have to have, they have friendships, and it's innocent. I've seen what those friendships that are just innocent lead to. I mean, you probably know, but I know that innocent leads to so many other things. And there's so many ways of doing it. Text messaging and all kinds of stuff goes on. and it, you know, the innocent isn't innocent anymore. And it says there's this whole intrigue. So where should you draw the line? Draw the line in the position of safety. And find happiness. That's the, you know, the second part. Find happiness in the activities that are within that protected, safe zone. And as a parent, or as a well-wisher, as a friend, or as a whatever, nourish that. And those persons who are spiritually guiding the youth or the adults, make those relationships strong. And make the relationships with others who are in the peer category strong. So there's satisfaction, there's protection. Yes?
One other thing about, I've had a few meditations on this whole quiet down thing.
Okay.
The other thing I thought about was what that means. It's like if you see like flying squirrels or things that are known to glide, they don't work at it to stay in the air. They're just like static. They're going down. Whereas birds, they have to work at it. It's not that flying comes as a result of no energy or no effort. They work for it. You know, there's a lot of energy and effort expended. So I thought about that in terms of the glide down, meaning going with the flow, going with that association, just letting things come. A devotee friend of mine, a preacher, used to say, take it easy, baby, take it as it comes. as an expression of material consciousness.
Okay.
Just because gliding down to hell can also simply be the result of being a passive recipient of bad association.
Yes.
You have to work at spiritual life.
Nice. Thank you. Anything else? Way back in the back. Oh, go ahead. I just didn't see your hand there.
Perhaps it's like in school, like we have to associate with people. Like,
so then people, or adults, have to associate with the people at work.
Yeah, and stuff. So like, can we still associate with them, but we can like put a stop to it if they put the TikTok like.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Oh, you know, there are different things that you can do, but, you know, please don't is one. Or just silently, get up. Remove yourself. You don't have to, you know, the message is clear. Even if the message isn't clear, you're not receiving that contamination. The problem is it's abundant. It's not just sometimes, it's abundant. That's the problem. So there. In addition to, you know, putting a stop to it or removing, there are other things that are important. You're having studied Bhagavad Gita, and one of the things that I find is helpful, because I travel in situations where I'm on an airplane and people are doing things and eating things and talking about things and watching things that are, you know, hello. I can't get up and walk away. I can't say, you know, could you shut up? So something that can be done is think of Bhagavad Gita message. And you're getting a perspective on the modes of nature. So you think of the verse that Krishna speaks of in Bhagavad Gita, where the mode of passion is like this, and the mode of ignorance is like that. And you're getting a, you know, oh, look at this, an interesting display of the mode of passion. Mode of ignorance. You're seeing things as Krishna sees things. So there's detachment through knowledge. There's some circumstances that's helpful. Then another is prayer. You like Prahlad Maharaj, he couldn't extricate himself from being the son of Hiranyakashipu. Fortunately, your mom and dad aren't like that. So, in circumstances that are difficult, you can pray to Krishna for protection, or you can pray to Krishna that may I be given the opportunity to, like Prahlad Maharaj did, to somehow or another give another message, the message of bhakti. However they may be able to take it, Krishna, please inspire me, please give me the... there's protection, even in that awful association, that circumstance. And another is, I mentioned before, just a moment before, strong connection with those who are guiding you in spiritual life. And that's protection also. You know, I'm not going to imbibe that unwholesomeness. I'm not going to give submissive oral reception to it. Rather, I'm going to think of that relationship that, you know, I love very much, and I want to please, and so I'm not going to participate. It's protection, even in that, like Panchatattva Prabhu was saying, you know, seemingly innocent or incrementally creepy effect. That's can happen, even to a nice devotee like yourself. Just being in that unwholesome association can have unwholesome effects. So seeking shelters that are forms of protection. Okay, all the way in the back corner. Dr. Bill.
Hey, Maharaj, I've done some incognito preaching. I've gone to far as unspeakable places, and I leave off Sunday program, temple cards, and things like that. And I've talked to other devotees about it before, and I said, I gave you the warning, just be sure you don't get caught up in the merriment if you're going to do that kind of thing. It was
Hold the microphone a little bit further away, so I mean.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
And it was kind of with the, idea, the go where the sinners are kind of thing, to borrow from the New Testament. I kind of took it.
Sure.
That kind of approach.
If you're going to do that, you better be like Lord Nityananda's qualified. You know that one. The Prabhupada, some comment, something to the effect that if you see Lord Nityananda, because he's Patita Pavana, he's the savior of the most fallen, if you see him coming out of a bar, don't think that he's because he's gone to the bar to be an enjoyer, but he's going in that mood of rescuing even the most fallen. But if you're going to do that, it better be qualified. The same message as you're repeating. It doesn't say don't do, but be discriminating what my capacity is and, be spiritually fit and strong. Okay? Something else? Someone else had their hand up? You had? Okay. We're done. See the Prabhupada key? Done. Yeah.